When you die, it's not the end, it's the beginning.
Man, I'm so glad you're dead.
I'm so glad you're dead too.
You can't actually go back to Von Divid.
Why not? I want to go home.
I can put you on a groovy little planet called Earth.
Best in Galaxy Episode 1, Sons of the Stars, the novel. Available on Amazon now. Audiobook available on Audible.
Hey, Pinky Snatchy, looks like we're going on a road trip.
Well, this is becoming a right old wiggy mess, isn't it?
The Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast, sponsored by Mace Windows and Qui-Gon Dry Gin. For when only a Force spirit will do.
Oh, this is lovely.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Oh,
so nice. So, I feel so lucky to have been spawned on this beautiful planet of Alderaan.
Coming from Alderaan?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, I'll take two.
Well, this is a nice little island, isn't it, that we found?
Yeah, you can look up at the cloud-shaped falls up there. They are waterfalls in the shape of a cloud.
Do you want some of this wine?
Tonnerre, I'd love some.
There we go. Unfortunately, I can't have one because I've got to drive, haven't I?
Oh,
when are you going to learn to drive, by the way?
I like my wine too much, don't I?
Yeah.
That is...
It's your...
It's so crystal clear.
Your Organa's heel, isn't it?
There he is.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of it, I haven't seen Jimmy Smits around recently. He seems to be off.
In and out of the place. His daughter's coming back from a diplomatic mission, I think.
Yeah, she is.
Or she's on a diplomatic mission.
And she's coming back to home here, where we're from.
Yeah, on a councillor ship. This is the rumour I heard.
Yeah, it's a Carillion Corvette.
The rumours that's been going around.
Everyone knows it's only a diplomatic mission on a Carillion Corvette if you have an ambassador on board.
Well, let's hope they've got an ambassador on. Pulled over without an ambassador on the ship.
We're on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan. Where's your ambassador? Yeah. I haven't got one. You're just in a ship yet. In unknown space. Oh dear. You'd look really stupid, wouldn't you?
This planet, though, is so
I'd
gorgeous.
I'd tear that ship apart. That guy.
Imagine
having all that stress and worries. Oh, God, don't have that. Because do you know what I really like about Alderaan?
What?
Well,
peacefulness?
Yeah.
The fact we've got no weapons?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was on Coruscant visiting my uncle, and they're all carrying blasters and nunchucks.
Boy, the politicians are there, aren't they? They've got to protect them.
Yeah, but also because they're always carrying stuff. They've got no room to carry anything decent. Like I've got my travel cards, got my wallet. I've got my communication device. Yeah. I've got all these things. And, you know, I've got a harmonica and a poem all in my pocket.
You got a poem?
I've always got a poem for you.
Let's have a listen.
Well, being a planet of philosophy and poetry, you know, that's what we're known for, isn't it?
Really? In Alderaan, we are.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And our beautiful, our mountains, our wolf cat.
Something like that, a wolf goat cat. Or something.
I've
heard of them.
But anyway, I found an old poem, you know, something I knocked together. I wrote it.
Who?
I wrote it.
Hang on, give me that.
You got me.
Is your name, what's this, Chirrut Imwe? Chirrut Imwe. Is your name Chirrut Imwe?
I don't think so. Not. All right, okay. I'll come clean.
I'll come clean.
It's not written by me. It's written by a blind gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
And now, he was a guy, a blind gentleman, and he used to put his poems, right, to music, to piano.
Oh, so he plays the piano as well.
He plays piano, blind, moves head around a lot. And he puts his poems to it. He likes to call them a song.
Oh, get on with it then.
I'll just read it.
Yeah.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand, with an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. But just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove, but you can tell right away in letter A, when the people start to move, they can feel it all over. They can feel it all over people. They can feel it all over. They can. Feel it all over people. It's better with this piano.
Yeah.
It's better with a piano.
Not really doing anything for me.
Yeah, I don't really know what the groove is.
I don't know what a record is, either.
No. But, I found it. I thought, hey, so this Chirrut, I read about him, because on Alderaan, we've got a lot of time to do such things, haven't we?
Yeah, like nick other people's work.
Oh, I wasn't nicking it. I was taking credit for it. But, you know, but he's blind. He's dead now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, what happened to him?
Do we know that? Why would we know that?
I don't know. Holler readers.
Recent. I mean, that's happening now.
No, that's happened.
Yeah, I mean, just now.
Oh, actually,
hasn't it? That was Scariff. Was
probably about half an hour ago.
I have news updates on my communication device.
That's how we know.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, there was that
big...
I
don't know if it's really publicised that he was there.
Why wouldn't it be?
Hello.
Anything could happen in
this. We're Rogue One. Including
the Rogue One.
Well, that's what I mean. They would say they wouldn't know who the secret spies are.
They would.
We wouldn't.
They have journalists.
There was no one taking a roll call, was there? The rebels know.
Who are the rebels? Do we know about them?
We know of the rebels. We've heard of the rebellion. Have you heard of the rebellion?
I've heard Jimmy Smith was banging on about.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Jimmy does love it. He loves the rebellion.
He loves the rebels, doesn't he?
I don't know if we can make it clear enough that we're from Alderaan.
We made it clear enough that we're from Alderaan. And we take an annual holiday here every year, don't we?
To the cloud-shaped falls.
Yeah.
And just hang out and read poetry to each other.
And it's peaceful and nothing. No one ever comes here.
A toga, basically a toga type clothing.
I'm wearing some swimming pants.
I swear, yes, you are. And there is no need for that.
No need for that.
Because we are a long way from the falls.
They're not as baggy as I thought
you
they were going to be.
In swimming pants. And we're not even going swimming.
Mm. I'm not even drinking.
I am. I'm hammered. That's why I'm talking about whether that guy's alive. Hey! This is what I wanted to talk to you about while I was sitting here.
Oh.
That's my communication device updating, telling me. Oh, no, you didn't know about who's... You've not heard of Scarif yet. That's, you don't know about any of that.
Scarif updates.
I don't know where Scarif is. I think it's quite nice, though.
It's
probably
very beachy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Probably go there.
It's almost like this place, except without the sand.
I'm trying to talk
you don't
about
like
the
sand.
Jedi. That's what I'm trying to do. You're for the Jedi. That's the whole thing, because I remember the other day that I'd totally forgotten about them.
The Jedi?
Exactly.
You've forgotten about the Jedi?
I'd totally forgotten about them. And that was like, they ended like a few weeks ago.
The Jedi?
Exactly. Mm. Who are they?
I don't know. Sorry, what were we talking about?
Django.
Django
Fett.
Django
he
Fett.
Was a chap.
How will we know about him?
Jimmy Smits. That's who we were talking about.
Jimmy Smits.
I find certain aspects of my life, I just forget, and I start to think it's all pokey religions and ancient weapons and stuff.
No matter for a blaster. Not that we have blasters and all.
I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want a blaster at my side. But I'd certainly rather that than pokey religions or ancient weapons.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is nice, living in Alderaan.
Nice and peaceful, isn't it? I don't know whether we made that clear enough, that this is the most peaceful... This is one of the most peaceful beach on the planet, isn't it, really? With the waterfalls and the lakes and
you can, in distance, you can see a mountain, a snow-capped mountain.
We just relax and just put...
I tell you what.
Put this rug down and...
Wait a sec.
Hang on.
I think, Mark, pour another flute of wine. I think we've got a visitor. Look at that fine gentleman on the horizon.
Hobbling around in the water.
Yes, he looks like he might be lost or in need of help.
Or drunk.
Being an Alderaan, I doubt it, we're Alderaanians. We imbibe, but we don't imbibe to the point of that. Should we go and see if we can help him, give him directions or anything like that?
He's not walking very... Hang on, it's one of those stormtroopers.
Yes, the Empire. Have we discussed that?
I don't think we've expressed our mistrust for it yet.
I mistrust it.
So do I. Do we need to elaborate how much we mistrust? Funny how people on Alderaan talk to each other like this, isn't it?
It's
almost as if they expect people are listening
higher,
to them.
It's higher Alderaan. They've got a higher way of communication because they're past all of this naff, you know, this base way of communicating. Yes, well, the Republic. Jimmy. Loved the Republic.
Jimmy loved it. They gave him a nice little Corvette.
You know, he loved that, and he would go off to the Republic and do his thing, and he'd come back with sweeping robes. And he was a good egg. He's a good egg.
Jimmy Smith has always been a good egg.
Oh, I love Jimmy and
love
his wife.
Jimmy and his daughter.
His daughter.
Yeah.
She is excellent.
Mm.
I'm going to just have a little moment, 2 to 3 seconds, just thinking about how excellent she is. Oh, what a terrible tribute, but that's what we can do. Anyway, the Republic was great. I don't, you know, it wasn't perfect. It certainly wasn't perfect. Now, I'm not sure about this Palpatine chap. Palpatine.
Why not? Come on, he's all right.
He's from Naboo, and you know what they say about people from Naboo?
That they have lightning in their fingers.
Yeah, they've got lightning in their fingers. They have got, you know, when you walk along and then you touch someone and you're shuffling your feet along the carpet and you can get a static shock. They do that.
But 10 times worse.
Yeah, that's their favourite thing to do at Naboo. I think the word Republic sounds better than Empire.
I don't know. I think they're all right.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm just going to make it clear now that I have a distrust of the whole caboodle.
Well, it's your opinion, but don't go...
Stormtrooper, like this chap who is still seems to be waddling to us. He's just in the distance. Stormtroopers, they just don't, you know what I mean?
They do look
when they were called
fierce.
Clone troopers, you knew where you stood.
Yeah.
A stormtrooper. And that old, what's
Storm's
his name?
Got horrible
all
into it.
That Darth Vader.
Yeah, again, you know, he doesn't really bother me. As long as you don't look up.
You have to look up if you're looking at him. He's huge. Mm. Where did he come from?
Oh.
We do. I don't even just want to press his buttons.
Oh, God. I think you're getting a lot of trouble for
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's great being on Alderaan. Anyway, let's go and have a chat. Anyway, I think the Empire's a bit shame. However, that will not stop me being a gracious host to this fine young stormtrooper who's probably on shore leave.
Well, we don't. We can't see past his helmet.
Hey, you are. I'd like to tell you about the time I found the thing in the desert. That's why I'm the guy. Who's the guy? Oh, I'm the guy. Hey, your people, I'm gonna get out. Oh, hang on. I got it. I take a leak. And that's me done, because I'm a stormtrooper. I got a compartment. It all goes down there, and then I just press this button.
Oh, no. He's drunk. I told you he was drunk, didn't I?
Hammered. This is the Empire. This is the Empire. You didn't get that of a clone trooper. They're
no.
disciplined, didn't they?
Are they all the same? They're not clones.
Hammered. What's that firing out the bottom of his foot? That is urine. This is... Do you know what that will do to them?
Pack the things up. Come on, I
can see you. Your pouch is shrunk. If I'm being, are going to put it away, let's put it away neatly, though. So it's nice.
Oh God, he's coming.
Shall we look? You know how intimidated I. See already,
pack,
I can't even.
You pack the stuff up, and I'll deal with him.
You
right?
have a chat with him.
Okay.
You have a chat with him. Be polite, because we're from Alderaan, and we don't want people to think. But be fair.
Yeah.
Be fair.
Yeah, yeah,
be
yeah,
fair.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to pack some.
Hey, you.
What?
Get out of my way. Ah, yeah. You're in my way. I want to walk where you are. Hey,
by all means.
I know how to kill you in five different ways because I'm a stormtrooper.
Please, don't shoot. Don't shoot.
I lost my blaster. Anyway.
Well, can I help you, sir?
I'll tell you one thing. I'm not that accurate. A secret, you wouldn't know it, but stormtroopers... You see, you wouldn't know this, you schmuck, you bum.
Hey, look, sir, can you just calm down?
We're not that accurate with our guns. Everyone's afraid of us, but you miss more than you hit.
Sir, you look like you've got a story.
I have an orange pauldron.
Very smart,
you
very
sit
smart.
Sit down and sit on my knee.
Covered in sick.
That is true.
Sit on that log, and then I'll sit on your knee.
No, not with those. Don't sit on my knee wearing those. Hey, you little... Is this your monkey? Who's this monkey putting away the things? Monkey! Hey, do you have any wine?
We just drunk it, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Drunks? Now, I found this thing.
Sorry, what thing? What?
You see this? You see this around my neck?
What is it? It's like a washer.
You would say that because you are a man who lives on one planet. Well, I've seen the whole galaxy. It's an empathy trip from a protocol droid.
Protocol droid.
Basically, a protocol droid is like, oh, you...
I know what a protocol droid is, sir.
You shared it with me.
Okay, look, calm down.
I found it in a sand pit. And then I met Mr. Vader. I went up to his house on the big circle house. The secret space station.
What? What secret space station?
I went, shh, don't tell anyone.
All right, roundhouse?
And I was in Mr. Tarkin was there, and Vader, and we went to his house, and he was like, oh, you're great. And I was like, I am. And he said, well, you go on shore leave, because you've been great. And I said, he goes, where do you want to go? I went, oh, I want to go to the most beautiful place in the galaxy. And he sent me here, and now I'm here. I'm hanging out.
Yeah. Can we just go back to that round space station?
Oh, God. You can feel it all
How do you know that song?
Skit. Skit song.
Sorry, can you just go back?
I will relay the important facts of this scene once again.
You've got almost all of them, but...
I have...
have you got a name?
My name is... I'll give you my call sign.
Yeah, what is it?
TK127, and I found an empathy chip of...
That round thing around your neck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fell off.
What happened when you found it? Did you say anything particularly?
I said, look, sir, Troy's.
To who? Your superior officer?
And then they were like, oh, well done. We know the droids now. So I met Tarkin and Vader, and they said, have anything you want. And then I got loads of money, so I'm going to go to Bespin after this.
Yeah.
And start a thing.
You're going to write a book?
Write a book, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck this hard. But I had some shore leave to take, so I'm on all the run, getting drunk. I gotta go back to the secret space station, which I haven't told you about. You don't know about nothing.
I'm not sure what to do with that information, because Alderaan's very peaceful. We don't really want to talk about weapons.
I didn't say it was a weapon. I didn't say nothing.
Oh, you just said it was a space station, didn't you? How would we possibly deduce that it would be a weapon?
Planet-destroying weapon. Why would you build something of that size if it didn't have any kind of munition compartment in it? You're quite right. Anyway, after all of that discussion... Maybe someone will come and take me back.
I think someone's coming
now. I've said too much stuff.
Excuse me.
Sir. You got me.
Sir.
Yeah, that's me.
Sir.
That's what they call me.
So you are, excuse me.
Yep.
127, yes?
That's,
yep. TK? Now, of course, we appreciate sorry, excuse me, I'm very rude. My name is Timmy B. Tarkin. I'm the son of the Grand Moff Tarkin on a moving planet.
Station.
Sir, do you realize what you've just said? These are civilians.
And
now they think that we have a secret. Just get in the shuttle. Now, go
on.
Get in the shuttle, sir. I'll deal with this. I'll mop up this mess.
Well, I'm all packed up now.
It's good that you're back, because I think you need to talk to this Imperial Commander.
Yeah. So, Mark, I tell you what. Why don't you... I put it in the backpack. It's quite a heavy backpack. Mark, Stooch.
Respect.
Put that on, see if you can get on your back because you don't...
Commander wants to talk to you.
Commander.
Hello there. Now, that man is very drunk, that stormtrooper.
Yeah, he seems...
Yes, I just want to say that there is no secret roundhouse space station.
Okay,
there's nothing like that, so do not be alarmed. And
you seem in a big rush, like your little wristwatch has just started flashing
red.
Like,
yes.
Did it say evacuate?
It says elaborate, so that's exactly what I'm doing. And I have to go because my wife's pregnant with my son, Jimmy P.
I suppose you would know.
Yes, we have scans and all sorts of things. So I'm going to go. I'm going to take this little man with me. I'm very, very sorry for any intrusion.
Okay, you seem to
know. Well, anyway, enjoy the rest of your lives and maybe see you again.
There seems to be a lot of Imperial shuttles taking off all of a sudden, just very quickly. Anyway, have a lovely day.
Thank you very much. Goodbye and enjoy yourself.
Okay.
Well, he seemed very pleasant.
What a bizarre turn of events. Well, what a shame that someone gets that drunk. You know what I mean?
It's disgusting, isn't it?
He's obviously not a very happy man.
Now, I think we should just relax.
I'm a bit cold.
A bit cold?
Yeah, a bit, that? Is that a cloud?
That's just the moon.
Spooch.
What?
It's Alderaan. We don't have moons.
What do you mean we
don't? We have a moon.
What is that?
That is...
Oh, it's
It's not
cold.
Like a... Is that just like a big...
Is that a roundhouse space station?
What is that? That just seems to be... It's blocking out.
Patch, I've got a bad feeling about this. Hello? Hello?
Hello there. Come here, my little friend. Don't be afraid.
Where am I?
You're in sector 487922- uppercase FRPY 675 XPR4 56 dash, now that is dash spelt out in lowercase, so D-A-S-H, uppercase S-W-1-8 of the universe. Anyway, I am the ghost of Obi-Wan. I'm just covering for the ghost of Qui-Gon Jinn for a bit. He's gone on his break. Actually, where in the Jundan West has he got to?
Where's Patch?
Oh, don't worry. Now rest easy, son. You've had a very busy day. You're fortunate to be all in one piece. Ah, well, your spirit is all in one piece anyway. More than I can say for your body.
What?
Well, you're actually dead. I probably should have mentioned that. You're dead, Patch is dead, your whole planet's dead. Hell, even I'm dead. Hence why I'm here, really.
What? This is...
Oh, do cheer up. I know what'll cheer you up here. This is a new thing that I'm trying out to kind of lighten the mood, you know, because everyone up here is always a bit down when they get here, you know, when they find out they're dead and everything. Right, here's something I've been working on. You'll turn that frown upside down. Here we go. Your mama is so fat, she's got her own gravitational field.
Oh, God.
No? Okay, well, I suppose I'd better explain to you what's happening. You're here to be reincarnated, you see, and, bit of good news, you are in position one in the queue. Oh, and I do apologize for the 2-hour wait.
Well, 2.5 hours.
The length of a sci-fi blockbuster, if you will. You see, we're all a bit busy, what with your whole planet going kaboom and all that. Anyway, you are going to be reincarnated.
So I can go back to Alderaan?
No, that's been blown up. I already told you that. It's dead. A bit like our galaxy. Well, our galaxy isn't dead, technically, but it is dying.
What do you mean our galaxy's dying?
Let me explain. So, there's another galaxy far, far away and way into the future, okay? And in this galaxy, there's a fellow called George Lucas. And the reason that our galaxy exists is because he came up with this story called Star Wars, you see. Anyway, he turned this story into a film, and so many people loved it so very, very much that the love and passion for it traveled the universe to create our galaxy as it is now. It made our galaxy real. Without the creation of this story, our galaxy would not exist. Anyway, the only reason that he came up with this story was that when he was a very small child, his father gave him a little teddy bear and it looked just like a little Ewok. You know, like you find on Endor. So he wrote a story about a faraway galaxy around this Ewok and so forth. Star Wars was born. Now comes the horrible bit. There's been a rift in the space-time continuum. Something has happened that's knocked everything out of balance to create an alternative future. Somehow, George's dad didn't buy him that little Ewok teddy. Instead, he bought him a Richard Nixon doll. Now, let me explain. Richard Nixon was a president from planet Earth, from George's time.
President.
It's like an emperor, but less wrinkly. Anyway, because George loved this doll so very much, he got into politics, and now he is running for president. And here is the scariest thing. George is an angry man. He wants to do bad things when he becomes president. He wants to build walls everywhere and other horrible stuff like that. Now, the reason he is so angry is because in his heart of hearts, he knew he always wanted to make a sci-fi blockbuster, but he never had the idea to make it happen. And because Star Wars will never be made, the love that made our universe will not exist, and therefore our galaxy will cease to exist, unless we could get the stories from our galaxy to George Lucas so that he can make Star Wars before our galaxy implodes in on itself. And it is you who must do it, You are the chosen one. Well, you and your friend, anyway.
My friend Patch?
Yes, there must always be two. Especially with intergalactic travel. A driver and a co-pilot. Health and safety.
Yeah, that makes sense, I suppose.
So, I must send you to the faraway galaxy of the future, to the planet of Earth, to start your mission. Not too far in the future, actually. Let me see. 1971 should just about do it. Then you must find Patch, who will come with you back to our galaxy to help you gather the stories that you'll need to give to George Lucas so that he will drop his presidential campaign before it gets underway and instead make Star Wars. Then, and only then, will we be safe. Well, as safe as one can be with the constant threat of other dark forces looming in the galaxy, but that's another story. Well, actually, that's a story that you should be gathering. My word, this is meta, isn't it?
So I've got to find Patch?
Yes, and then you should probably explain this to Patch in a much more succinct fashion.
But surely Patch knows all this. Didn't he come through here as well?
Yes. Well, he did, actually. He came through just before you, seeing as though he got taken out just before you by a little rock to the temple. Bang, gone. Anyway, like I was saying before, it has been very busy in here, and I was reincarnating a lot of people, and like I said, I'm only covering for the ghost of Qui-Gon. Where has he gone, anyway? He said he was only popping out for a cigarette.
Oh, Obi-Wan.
Sorry. Yeah, so I was reincarnating a lot of people, and I got confused, and anyway, Jimmy Smith comes through, and just in front of your mate Patch, and he says he wants to go back as a Borgullet.
What's that?
It's a kind of a brain-sucking octopus thing that sucks your brain and leaves you without your memory. Anyway, I forgot to tell Jimmy Smits to step through the life portal thing, and when Patch went to step through, he fell into Jimmy, and Jimmy sucked his brains out. They fell through the portal together, and of course now Patch can't remember a thing. Bloody annoying, really.
So, if he's lost his memory, then how is he going to believe me when I tell him all this?
I don't know. A bang on the head usually sorts these difficult plot holes out.
But what caused this space-time continuum ripple thing?
Nobody knows.
But I guess we're going to find out.
Oh, I'm sure once we get into the meat of the story, we will. Yes.
Just one more quick question. Did you explain to me how you died and also when? I just feel that you should.
Ah, yes. Well, my friend actually killed me, you see, about an hour after you popped your clogs and you were in the queue for 2.5 hours, and that would have given me more than enough time to get here before you, you see.
Well, that explains that very nicely.
I thought so. Anyway, I'm going to open the portal now so you can begin your mega meta mission. Good luck to you, sir, and may the Force be with you.
Okay, thanks, Obi-Wan.
Oh, just one more thing, if you wouldn't mind indulging me.
Oh, go on.
Your mama so meta that she's performing a joke about herself, to herself, in the third person. Oh, he's gone. Bloody Alderaanians, no respect.
Hey, how you doing out there? You all right?
No!
Yeah, me too. Hey, I bet you guys all want to hear a joke about ghosts, right?
Not really.
That's the spirit.
You suck!
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, buddy. You know, it's... last night I was watching I saw a documentary about beavers. It was the best damn documentary I've ever seen.
Mum's got a beaver.
All right, yeah, you know, there's no need to be like that. Oh, yeah, you know those Russian dolls? I'm really starting to hate those. They're so full of themselves.
Hey, my daddy's Russian. That's offensive.
All right, okay, you guys, you're gonna like this. This is a new one. Hey, your mum is so fat, she's got her own gravitational field.
My mum's got diabetes.
All right. Okay. All right. There's no need to. All right. I'm going. All right. Jeez. All right, tough crowd. I'll be here. I'm here next week. So, like, you know, keep supporting live comedy. Thanks.
Hey, can I
Buddy, can I have a drink, please, mate?
A drink? What would you like, sir?
You have Kessel Lager?
Kessel Lager? What are you on about?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a bit flustered by that heckler. That guy, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, you had a rough trot there, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought it was solid stuff. You know, your mama, that was a good show.
Well, you know, it is 1971. Maybe people just aren't ready for your material. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks, man. That's good. Anyway, it's a Carling. That's what I meant to say. Can I have a Carling, please?
Carling. Oh, here we go. Yeah.
I call it Kessel for some reason.
Yeah, a pint, yeah?
Yeah, a pint, please.
All right, no worries. Wait, why does that bloke keep staring at you, that one at the end of the bar there?
Oh, well, I don't want to be weird, but I've been doing this stand-up thing for a while now. Pick up fans.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I pick up fans. What are you saying?
Well, I've seen you, haven't I? I've seen what your performance.
Like, that was one guy. They just, it's not my fault they let any old Tom
Dick
and Harry.
They were just being polite, weren't they?
I was, tell you what, you should have seen me here 2 weeks ago. I smashed it.
You fell over a table and smashed all the glasses off. That's the only thing you smashed.
Anyway, look, right. I'll have the Carling. And I'll just serve the drinks, all right, man?
Oh, hello.
I'll be the comedian. You serve the drinks.
All right, well, there you go. Hang on, he's coming over. I better get out of the theme.
You bet.
Hello, mate.
All right, how you doing?
Saw your jokes. Where'd you get your mama joke from? I think I've heard that before somewhere.
It's a new thing I'm working on.
A new thing you're working on?
Are you saying I'm a joke thief? I'm not a joke thief.
I'm just saying.
I am not a joke thief. It's all my own work.
Do you know Obi-Wan Kenobi?
What? Obi what?
You really don't remember, do you?
Well, look, I do know you.
You do know me?
Yeah, you're Mark Stoocher.
Call me Stooch.
The Stooch?
Yeah.
You
gave you a lift to Mirth Control gig
in Brighton. And you dropped me off in the centre of town, yeah.
But that's what you do.
Dude, you don't. I live in North London, man. It all sucks. You were going through, you just have to go a little bit off the North Circuit earlier.
Am I
a cab service that's going to exist
in 30 years called Uber?
I was the middle spot. I wasn't getting any money for it. I don't know. You are, I don't know how
you've
got
seen
that.
Your set, haven't they?
That was good stuff.
Sorry, look, I'm not.
Your mama's so
I'm not
fat.
Here. I'm not here. To
your mama? I haven't got any other ones.
Hang on one sec. I need to speak to the barman. Barkeep. Yeah, what do you want? Can I get a. What are you drinking? You want a drink, friend?
Carling.
You've already got a full pint.
I'll have a blue milk.
What? You do remember, don't you?
What? I don't. Remember, what are you talking about?
I've been following you for months. I don't even want to do stand-up. I've just become a stand-up so I can get close to you so I can...
Whoa! Not in that way! Why are you like... That's weird! Well, I know I'm pretty, you know, I'm, you know, one of the young guys in the scene, but there's no to be like that.
I'm not being like that.
Like,
I'm just...
Oh, you weird old predator,
you've got to listen to me, right?
Oh, this is a problem in the 70s. Everyone's a bit pervy, aren't they?
I'm not pervy. Look, I'm here for a reason.
All right.
Come over. We'll go to this table, but... Hang on, I'll just get my drink. Excuse me, barkeep. Is that Carling on its way? Yeah, all right. Keep your bloody air on. Love this guy's voice.
I do as well. I was thinking of doing some character comedy in the new year. Maybe, like, you know, think of a few new... Like, playing as different people, doing, like, a few voices. It's got, I tell you what, I can see you doing that kind of character.
Character comedy?
Yeah, I can see you moving into it.
I tell you what, I'm going to use that voice for something. I've got a little project I'm working on that I might...
That voice might
come in handy for. Anyway.
Oh,
yeah, that'll be 80p, please. 80p? That's bloody London.
What's that in credits? What's going on?
London prices, mate. Unbelievable. There you go.
It's credit.
And I want the change. All right, keep your ear on. There you go. Here's the change.
Are you recording his voice?
Yeah, I've got all you can see. I can't exactly hide this massive tape recorder.
That boombox.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to go and do some breakdancing on the street?
I want his voice for a project I'm working on.
Okay.
Look, come over here. I'll explain everything.
Okay.
Right, sit down. Now, listen. This isn't going to be easy for you to hear, right? But you've got to believe me. Right. have been reincarnated from... You used to live...
It's the 70s. Have you been eating some sugar cubes?
I haven't been eating any sugar cubes or
mushrooms.
I mean? Or bits of blotting paper. Nothing.
We're both artists, man.
We're not artists. I told you, I'm not. I pretended to be an artist to get close to you. Not in that way either. Now, come on.
Listen,
we got blown up on a planet in another galaxy, a planet called Alderaan. That's where we lived.
What?
Listen.
Are you what?
We have been reincarnated, right? to come and do a very important mission. In 6 years' time, there's supposed to be a film called Star Wars, right? And it's going to be the best film in the entire universe. It's amazing. And it's so amazing that everyone, all its fans, generate so much love that the actual thing in the film becomes real in another galaxy. And that galaxy is our old galaxy. But somebody's done a ripple in the space-time continuum, and George Lucas was supposed to buy a little Ewok teddy when he was a kid and write Star Wars, but he hasn't. And you know George Lucas, the guy that's running for president at the moment?
Yeah.
The angry guy who's going to build the walls and he's going to urinate on everything or be urinated on or what? I don't know.
Don't know
he's
going to
do some horrible things.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I
he...
Go on. It's hard, see? So,
yeah,
see
it's really
hard
explaining
this.
It is. Yeah, I've just been through this with someone else, and he was...
See,
now I know what it feels like.
And then you were still...
And you know, how do you even know about how hard it is to explain this?
Because
you're
I
listening.
Have empathy.
Right.
That's why I'm
That's
a
another
comedian.
Story. So he bought this... He was going to buy this Ewok teddy bear when he was a kid, and then
His
get
dad
the story...
Was.
His dad was going to buy it
right.
for him.
I remember
Very
the
important.
Story that you were saying that you've forgotten.
Jesus, did I even mention that?
You did. You
but
did.
Anyway, somebody, he was supposed to, his dad was supposed to buy a teddy. He was supposed to get the idea for Star Wars from that. But the space-time continuum has been messed up by something that's going to be revealed in episode 4. And
episode what?
His dad didn't
Are
buy him the teddy.
Are you trying to tell me a film's going to come out and the first film is episode 4?
I mean,
I can accept all the other things, but that is crazy.
In an accidentally clever way, I am. But, so anyway, my brain. Right.
I had to do this in a stupid voice.
Yeah,
I
know.
I
but you didn't because we got someone else to do
oh,
it.
Oh, of course.
And recut it in later. Jesus Christ. Let's get back to the scene. Anyway, so the long and short of it is... George Lucas was supposed to write this story from inspiration from a teddy bear bought by his dad, but somebody interrupted the space-time continuum. His dad was distracted by something else and didn't buy the teddy bear, so therefore George Lucas has got no inspiration to write this film, which generates so much love for everyone, which creates our galaxy, and then our galaxy is now disappearing because the film hasn't been created, and we have to go back to our galaxy, find the stories, record them, by means of audio equipment, bring them back to George Lucas, give them to George Lucas, he's got to do the film, and then everything will be fine, and the universe won't implode. Fuck. Did you get it?
I get it. Sure. You crazy-ass, nerve-herding... What am I saying? What's a nerve?
Listen,
What's I've... coming out of my mouth? You make me act weird.
You know, it's your subconscious talking. You,
I don't
you know,
have a subconscious, you hippie.
You do have a subconscious, and we've been reincarnated from... And I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you.
You can't prove
I
it
can
to me.
I can prove it to you.
I am who I am.
I am who I am.
I am Pat great comedian.
We,
soon to
on
be...
Alderaan, were speeder bike pizza delivery boys. Yeah, fine. But I bought a monthly magazine which got a part of a spaceship, and I learned how to build spaceships, and I learned how to drive them, and you never bothered learning how to drive.
Are you trying to tell me that on your supposed planet, because we didn't layer this bit in quite clear enough, on the planet you reckon you come from, you crazy-ass Bowie fan, you... Is he even around, 1971?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
You got a subscription to a magazine, and you got bits, and you've built a spaceship from the bits month by month.
Yeah.
Probably costing in excess of... loads of money.
Yeah, well, listen, I did that back on my planet, but do you know what I did here?
Yeah, what?
I found out what all those parts were and what all the Earth equivalent elements were, and I built my own spaceship here. And this is how I'm going to prove to you that we were, well, at least I was an Alderaani person, but
what,
you'll see,
now?
And it'll bring back memories for you.
You're crazy. That doesn't make any sense. I don't remember any of this.
Well, the only reason you don't remember is because Jimmy Smits, right?
Who's Jimmy Smits?
Right on our planet. He was like an important... guy that ran, like used to drive a space Corvette thing, right? Anyway, he got reincarnated as a bald gullet, right? A thing that sucks all your mind out, and so you haven't got any memories. On your way out, being reincarnated, you were stepping through the portal and it was stuck to your face, and it sucked all your mind out. That's why your jokes suck, actually.
You have gone a step too far, young man. Enjoy your weed or whatever you're on. Enjoy your carling, your hippie, your crazy. I'm out of here.
Oh, go
right?
on then.
I'm
out of
here.
And watch out for the table of glasses. Oh, God. He's knocked himself out. Oh, God. Who's going to pay for that as well? Look at the state of that. Hang on, I'll go and... Patch. Patch. Patch.
Oh, What? Stooch? Stooch, is that you?
Of course it's me. You remember? Your brain's kind of working?
Hang on, I'm confused. Somewhere I had a... We're talking and you were saying stuff and...
Yeah.
I felt strange and I fell over and I passed out and then I saw a vision. Give me that piece of paper and... A vision of this. Look at this. I call this the flux capacitor.
That's not a flux capacitor. That's a small moon.
No, that's not a small moon. That's a space station.
So you do remember?
That's Alderaan.
Carry on.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
The drunk, obnoxious...
Yeah.
Storm trooper. I feel so...
It's all right, so calm down. Listen, let's go to my spaceship. Do you remember what I told you about the mission?
Okay.
Do you remember that? Quickly.
Let's go and have a look at the spaceship.
Okay, come on.
If that's real, then anything's possible.
Okay, come on. Hey, you still ain't paid for your drink.
Shut up, Seymour.
Okay, you ready? So here it is.
That?
Yeah.
That's a piece of junk.
It's not a piece of junk. It took me 9 months to make this.
Out of what?
Metals.
Gaffer tape? It's gaffer tape. You've used gaffer tape.
But only for the exhaust port.
Will it fly?
What do you mean? I don't know. Do you know what? To be honest, I haven't tested it yet, but I'm sure it'll be fine. I know what I'm doing. I built a spaceship on Alderaan. I know how to do these things.
It didn't work on Alderaan. You got blown up. If it was a good spaceship, you'd have been out of there, wouldn't you?
I'll show you around, right? And then you can relax.
You've just parked this here.
Oh, it's been under a tarpaulin.
I just think it seems a bit, you know, conspicuous. No one's messed with it.
Messed with it.
You've got a ticket.
Oh, bollocks.
Well, just pay credits.
Look, here, come on. Let's go up the ramp. Let me show you around. Right. Oh. Here's the space chess table.
Ah, classic. Actual space chess, not hollow space chess. Nice. Oh, yeah. Good work.
There's the ashtray if you started smoking.
It all depends on how complicated the episodes are.
Right.
They've become
What else can I show you here?
Where's the on button?
Oh, that's in the cockpit. Here, it's a fun thing. Here's a catch.
Whoa!
It's a lightsaber ball if you ever get hold of a lightsaber.
I can't remember what these were for. Throw it in the air.
All right.
Whoa!
The remote control.
Wow. We guys come from a very advanced civilization, don't we? Look at all this. Look at all these lights. But also, strangely, big clunky levers.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And they make this noise as well. Yeah.
Oh, and those doors as well. They go up and down so quick. That's so good. Yeah. Dangerous.
Dangerous, yeah.
Do you know what I like about it as well? It's exactly like the future I envisage as a person who lives in the 1970s on Earth.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd think... More advanced technology would probably be the old touch screen, maybe even thought command, fingerprint scanners, but it's all buttons and levers and knobs and twizzle bits.
Well, look, I've got this as well. Look, it's a communicator thing. I call it Skype, right?
No way.
Yeah, you can talk to people like anywhere in the universe, right? You can just dial
like
their little
telephone.
Number. Like a telephone, but for anywhere in the universe.
It's not even plugged in.
Yeah. And look at this. Look, ready? If I hit this, sat-nav. Do you know what that means?
No.
It means we can navigate anywhere in the universe and that will tell us exactly
where
to go.
Hey, is that what you were recording that bar in Seymour?
No. I'll show you. It's just a kind of body at the moment, but I'm building I bought another magazine and you build your own droid.
You realise these magazines, you know, you get this and it's like the first episode's like £1.
Yeah.
And then the second episode of the magazine is like £3.
It'd be a little bit cheaper than that in 1971.
Okay, good point. First one's free and the second one's 50 pence. But as you go...
Even cheaper.
Probably. But no, because they're always expensive. But, you know, it's going to cost you a lot of money over time.
Well, it's fine. I've got the body
in
there. I've got
efficient.
One of the legs here.
You collect quite a lot of bits then.
Yeah.
And what, you're going to build a robot?
What they call it, droids, where we're from, actually. Hey, maybe I'll call him Seymour after the...
after the old... After the barman. Because you want to have his... Seymour droid...
Anyway, I just want to check that this is recorded.
Who's going to pay for that, then?
Yep, perfect.
Is that enough to sample?
I'm just gonna, I'm just gonna put it into his kind of little voice control center, and he'll be able to generate words from there. I'm gonna teach him a few languages as well.
So this galaxy that we're from, how far in the future are we?
Oh, well, that's the thing. It's kind of a long time ago.
What?
Yeah.
We're in the past?
Yeah.
Swords and sorcery?
We've got to go through a distance of time. We've got to... Listen, anyway, we need to find these stories to give to George Lucas. We've only got we've only got 3 years before... It's going to take about 4 years to make the film, so we're going to get a wiggle on. So I reckon the first place... Let me just put in the coordinates for... Why don't we go to Tatooine or somewhere?
I remember Tatooine.
Yeah.
I remember something about that.
What?
Scum and villainy.
Yeah.
Scum and villainy. Wretched hive of scum and villainy.
There we go.
This is excellent.
Let's go to Tatooine and we'll just try and find a story to give to. We have to gather a load of stories to give to George Lucas, right?
Okay,
and then he'll stop.
You've got me. I mean, I won't lie to you. The comedy career wasn't going great.
I know that.
Don't have to be so clear about that. It was, I was due in Edinburgh this year. I had a good show last, but it wasn't going great. But this is my purpose.
This is our purpose.
This is what we were put on this planet for.
It's in this universe for.
Punch in the coordinates.
Hit the button, Patch.
And then let's go back to the future. No.
No. Hang on. In the past.
Let's
back to the past.
Do we have to go forward to the past?
Do you know what? Let's hit that button. Not that one, you idiot!
Oh,
wow. It's the one next to it.
That one?